Thank you. We will reconvene. Moving into the consent calendar. Any council member wishing to pull any consent item from the consent calendar? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I so move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Second.
Thank you very much. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve the consent calendar as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that. Moving on to projects and reports. Item 4A, this is consideration of a resolution adopting the Madera ROPS 1920. Bob.
Requirement of dissolution, the successor agency has to submit the annual ROPS by February 1st of each year, and the ROPS basically is the agency's budget. It's a recognized obligation payment schedule is what the acronym stands for. There are two types of funding that the successor agency is dealing with right now, bond funds and RPTTF. First, I'd like to go through the projects that are listed under the bond funds, and they're also, you can find them on the staff report. The Riverwalk and Riverside, I budgeted $130,000, and that's just to take care of some of the other remaining items that are coming up. I anticipate possibly some dirt grading to be done out at Riverwalk. It's probably the largest item that I would see coming forward on that project. The next item that I have listed is the Adelaide subdivision. That's 19 units over on Adelaide. And currently that project is out to engineering for design and should have, we expect Blair Church and Flynn to submit it to our engineering department anytime now. They said actually this week it should come in, so hopefully that does. But we have budgeted $1.5 million in there, and that includes the street, sidewalk, curb, gutter, the sewer, water, everything ran into the 19 units. The next item on there is the Malone property improvements. I don't really anticipate spending this funding, $35,000, but when you're dealing with the Department of Finance, your options of amending the budget are very slim, so it's better if you anticipate any possibility of expenditures coming up that you put them in now. So I've added $35,000 for that property over on Malone. The next one is the East Yosemite lot development. Those are the lots that are out on 145 East Yosemite, out in front of the Rancho San Miguel. We have six vacant lots over there, and the project is sidewalk, curb, and gutter, storm drain, undergrounding the power lines that are coming across the property. It's basically just developing the property so that we can sell it to a developer. I mean, that was a requirement. We did a preliminary project review, and those are the items that have to take place before the project can be developed. And we've budgeted, I've received an estimate from engineering for $600,000 on that project, and hopefully it does come in a little under that.
Bob, I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but what is the anticipated market value for that if we sell it? We invest the $600,000, what would be the return on that?
You know, it's going to be quite a bit less. Six lots out there, probably somewhere around a $200,000 range, I'm guessing. You know, and that's
total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as we all know, the redevelopment agency was always more concerned with eliminating blight and creating an economic boost to the community. And so these properties were originally purchased anticipating widening the street. We actually were making a move on everything down there and trying to widen the street for right away and clean the area up if you've been down there. So that was the original goal. So at this time, all we're doing is trying to, finish what we've started out there. Instead of leaving vacant lots, it'll sit there forever because another developer will never come in with the costs that are associated with this property.
And that's just kind of a guess. About $35,000 per lot is what you're saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For.
Yeah, they're small lots. I mean, we have lots over on just south of the Tribune that I have had appraised, and they're much larger. They appraised for $85,000 apiece. So
okay.
I'm just considering the square foot value is probably somewhere in that range.
Okay, thank you.
Then that number five on there is just the administrative costs. We do budget an amount in the bond fund for administrative costs to run the projects. Normally, we will burn through our RPTF administrative allowance first before we'll start utilizing the bond funds for the administrative costs, since we are allowed the $250,000. And then the last item under bond projects is the Adele Street Improvement Project. We have $2 million on that line item. $265,000 is kind of earmarked for the realignment of that street going into Lake Street. We're trying to, I mean, you know, if we're familiar with that, it's because it comes right in at the school there. And so that the goal is, and the property owners came and discussed it with us, they want a realignment. I guess the planning department has requested that. So we've worked with them, and the $265,000 on that will be to help with the water, the street improvements and everything. So, and then the rest of the money will be used for water, sewer, going as far down Adele as we can, really. It won't cover everything in Adele, but it'll make a significant improvement in the area. So if there's no questions on any of the bond projects, I'll move in and discuss the other funding that's on the ROPS is the RPTTF.
Right.
Formerly it was the tax increment, but since dissolution, we call this RPTTF. And I mean, basically, we're down to just making our bond payments, the 2018A for $2,033,076 is the annual payment. The 2018B is $745,263 a bond payment. And then there's the other fees associated with the bond, trustee fees, arbitrage, disclosure reporting is another $15,000 in there. And then, as I mentioned earlier, there's $250,000 that we are allowed for administrative costs. So that's basically all the items that we're submitting on the ROPS for fiscal year 19-20.
And as things change, if need be, we can do amendments.
You're allowed to do one amendment, and that would only be to the final 6 months of the year, and it has to be in by October 1st.
Duly noted. Any questions of Bob regarding item 4A? Of course, Councilman Rodriguez.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Madillon. Bob, you mentioned the administrative cost of $104,000 in that initial project, and then there's $250,000 for the administrative allowance. So I know that we're we're actually closing down the successor agency, and as the dissolution is coming about, What happens when, let's assume that those $104,000 are not exhausted? Where do those funds go? They go back into those.
Yeah, the 104 then can be used for projects. So you're talking about the 104 that was listed on the administrative.
Yes.
Yeah. So it would be available for projects then.
Can that be combined with the other one on the RPTTF, the allowance, the administrative allowance?
Well, the two of them together do make up our administrative budget, and we'll see that on the next in the next staff report, because we have to submit the administrative budget. So those two funds, $250,000 RPTF and $104,000 in bond funds, make up the administrative budget of the agency.
Okay, so back to that question on the $104,000, if we don't exhaust those funds, and we can use that only for projects?
Yes. It's anything that the bond covenants will allow. So that's, basically for projects.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion for item 4A.
So moved to approve 4A as presented.
Second.
Once again, it's been properly moved and seconded to approve item 4A. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Bob, we'll write it right into 4B.
Okay. Once again, it's another requirement. Since dissolution, we have to submit the administrative budget to the Department of Finance. And, you know, basically, we've already kind of discussed exactly what it is. And it's, you know, it just lists the same thing we talked about. It's $250,000 from the RPTTF and $109,000. I noticed that the staff report said $104,000 is actually $109,000. It is in the bond fund, and that's the administrative budget. Be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bob. Any questions regarding this particular item? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion for item 4B.
Before we do, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to clarify. So because of that typo, is that going to be something that's correct, can be corrected, Bob? Yeah,
the 109 is correct, and I apologize for that. The staff report just had the wrong figure.
That's a good point. So with that motion, we want to make sure we clarify that amount.
Yeah.
So move to approve.
Second.
With the clarification of the admin total being $109,000, it's been properly moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Got that, Claudia? Okay, thank you very much. Moving into agreements, item 5A, this is consideration of a resolution approving release and of disposition and development agreement executed by Iron Horse Elm LLC. Bob.
Okay, thank you. By prior action, the redevelopment agency purchased property out there, I mean, the same area as the Yosemite lots we're talking about. And we did an underground storage tank cleanup on the property and then eventually sold the property to Iron Horse Development for $600,000. And they entered into a DDA with us. And you know, the DDA was required them to build a 440,000 square foot commercial center with on-site parking and some other items that went along with it. But since that time, Iron Horse sold the property to the current owner, Latif Muhammad, and he at this time wants to sell the property to, is it Armstrong Developers? Armstrong Developers, doing their due diligence, found out that the DDA was recorded on the property and looked into it and has now asked, they submitted a letter in escrow wanting the current owner to release, see if he could release these items. You know, to get the DDA taken off of the property and to change the grant deed so that it didn't stipulate any of these requirements. I mean, the requirement also was that the project had to be started, the staff report, I think it was April of 2016, and it had to be done in April of 2019. So we're right up against this deadline, and its action has never taken place. Our recourse in this DDA is if the developer doesn't come through is to take the property back, you know, to get revesting and retake title of the property, and that would require us to purchase the property and make them whole again. And we sold the property for $600,000, so to do that we would have to purchase the property back, and that would mean asking for more RPTTF. And I mean, basically through dissolution, the dissolution law is requiring us to reduce our liabilities, right, and increase the revenue to the taxing entities. The object and the oversight board is supposed to take responsibility and watch that any agreements that can be terminated that will reduce liabilities and increase to the money to revenues to the taxing entities, that's what we're supposed to do. So to try and move forward with anything besides releasing this DDA doesn't make sense right now, especially since the new developer coming in is wanting to put in a 20,000 square foot facility. So, it's just really basically our only option that makes sense at this point. Be glad to answer any questions.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I think you're absolutely right. That is our only option at this point.
Uh-huh. And it's nice that they are coming through and doing what we wanted to.
Right. Do with the any questions of Bob regarding this particular item? And this will go before Oversight Board next week?
Yes, I should. Yeah, the ROPS, the administrative budget, and this item will go.
If there are no further questions, I will entertain a motion for item 5A.
So move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item 5A. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Bob, very much. Moving on to item 5B, this is consideration of a resolution approving a sixth amendment to the city clerk at-will employment agreement. Mr. Rodriguez.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council, Arnoldo Rodriguez. The item before you this evening is a request, as the mayor stated, would be the sixth amendment to the city clerk's contract. The city clerk is currently operating under a 60-day extension, which was initially approved on November the 14th of 2018. Said contract is set to expire on February the 4th, so in approximately 3 weeks. So the proposal this evening is to move forward a new extension to the same agreement. So again, it would be the sixth amendment for an additional 30 days. So the new contract, if approved this evening, would expire on April the 5th of 2019. As part of this agreement, there are no recommendations for any amendments to our existing contract, either in terms of salary or benefits or anything along those lines. So again, it's simply a continuation of the existing agreement for an additional 60 days, which we believe would provide ample opportunity to negotiate a new contract with the city clerk.
I agree. Thank you very much, Mr. Rodriguez. Any questions regarding this particular item? Before I call for the question, I have an announcement. If approved, the proposed amendment to the city clerk's at-will employment agreement would extend the term of the existing agreement by 60 days for the purposes of ongoing contract negotiations. With that,
so moved to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item 5B. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that. Moving into the housing portion, item 6A, this is a joint public hearing regarding consideration of resolutions approving 33433 report and approval of sale of real properties located at 307, 309, 311, 313, and 315 Malone.
Thank
you. Mr. Wilson.
Okay, once again, this, by previous action, the successor housing agency purchased the property at the addresses that you mentioned, leaving out one of them because at that time it was only four parcels. And the agency went in and did a property cleanup. It was a very blighted property with the dilapidated structures and much overgrowth and very inconsistent with the surrounding community. So the agency went in and did environmental cleanup, demolition, cleared the property, and constructed a fence along the back of the property. You know, at this time, this is a public hearing to sell the property. The purchaser, is buying the buyer, is Habitat for Humanity. The DDA requires several things. Most importantly is that the property after development be sold to a low, very low, to low, to moderate income family, and affordability covenants have to be recorded on the property when it's sold to the final homeowner. The other thing the DDA requires is that they use the plans that the successor agency already has and the same plans that are going up out at Riverside. So it's going to be a great addition to the neighborhood. The sales price for the property is $1, and that represents what we're getting in return. The difference between that and what we're getting is the affordability covenant and low-income housing, which is the goal of the successor housing agency. The chief executive officer of Habitat for Humanity, Matthew Grundy, is in the audience, and I don't know if he wants to step up. And it's a great project and a great chance to work together with a great organization. I went down to Fresno, and he toured me all around Fresno and Clovis, and it's very impressive everything they got their hands in down there.
Absolutely. This is an absolute fantastic project. We're very excited to partner with Habitat for Humanity. And I know Matthew is usually short on words and is shy and does not like the microphone, but we appreciate you coming up here and saying a few words. But anyway.
Thank you, Mayor, Council, and staff. Thank you so much, and Bob. Really appreciate the introduction. Happy New Year to you all, and I will do my best to be very brief. Just to say that, first of all, you know, Habitat, since 1976, came up with this crazy model of being a nonprofit builder, developer, and lender of low-interest loans to the poor. It was a model that not a lot of people decided they would sign up for, but we were crazy enough to do so, and by God's grace, since that time, Habitat's become the world's largest private builder of safe, decent, and affordable homes across the globe. And, you know, since 1985, we've been just down the hill. And since I arrived in 2015, we said, man, there's so many folks, great people up in Madera that we just love to partner with, that wonderful families. And so that being said, on November 1st, we met with many of you leaders in the community, hosted by Linda Shaw and the Housing Authority, welcoming us. I want to thank you all for the olive branches that you've extended to allow us to partner with families here in this community. To Bob's point, and he's been so wonderful in this process, our intention is to build five homes for families, with families who are 80% or below area median income, to provide an ongoing tax base and just an opportunity for their lives to change and their future generations to change. And so that being said, we just humbly come and say thank you for the opportunity, for consideration of partnering on this project. We hope it's the first of many to come. We have really great ideas and community partners that are already stepping up and saying we want to be a part of all the great work that you're going to do in the community with families. So that being said, thank you in advance, and God bless you. If you have any questions, I'll take them.
Thank you very much, Matthew. I really appreciate the partnership, your enthusiasm, and your love for the families and the people we have here in Madera. This is an absolute fantastic project. They will have skin in the game. And as we come together as a community to build these homes, there's nothing better than to have that skin in the game and that blood, sweat, and tears into it. But that's how communities are made, especially in that particular area. It's been blighted for so long. And we're very happy to finally do something with that particular area. And so, again, thank you and your team. You have a wonderful, fantastic team for your diligence and partnership. And we look forward to many great more homes to build here through Habitat for Humanity in Madera in the future. Councilwoman Gallegos.
Yes, thank you. Matthew, I just had a question. And I know it's just a foresight to see where we're at in the process. I've had a lot of residents that have helped build Habitat Humanity homes in Fresno that are inquiring, when are we gonna break ground? When do they put on their calendars that they can come out and help? Do we have like just a projected time that we're looking at, or?
Yeah, so it's our current plan to start construction, meaning verticals, essentially frame the homes in April.
Okay.
So we would like to hit the ground running, so to speak, assuming approval here, we'd like to really hit the ground running, and all homes will be complete this calendar year. So I would love to stand before you. Again, it's a process because we build with families and the community. Mm-hmm. We believe in that. But I'm eager to stand before you here in the not-so-distant future saying we've completed these homes, and we're excited to continue our work. So
I do ask because a couple of the people that have volunteer into the Habitat on Shaw, and they are school teachers, so they're trying to plan their spring break or summer, and so they kind of wanted to know when we were looking at construction to see if they can calendar staying around for those times.
Gotcha.
So I'm glad you're here tonight because that was a thing on my list to ask.
Well, I'll throw this little pin in it as well. In addition to the new home construction, part of our plan, we believe in full neighborhood revitalization. So our team, assuming approval, will deploy our neighborhood revitalization team to really identify ancillary needs within the existing housing and families that live within homes in the community so we can do improvements and enhancements on their homes. So that's our approach. It's really a holistic. We don't just want to come in and build these homes with these families. We really partner with the entire community. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for volunteers to engage with us in a multitude of ways.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Councilman Garcia.
I want to thank you for the blessings that you bring to our community. This is incredible. This is just down the street from my home. So I can't swing a hammer like I used to, but I can certainly give it a college try. So thank you very much. And if you need more streetlights, make sure you let us know that we don't have enough streetlights there, and we'll take care of it.
Thank you, Councilman. And let me tell you, there's no experience required to come out and swing a hammer, so we'll have you.
All right. Thank you.
So you hurt somebody.
My own self.
Thank you very much, Matthew. I'm going to ask at this time, if there's anybody in the audience wishing to speak on this particular item, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to council for action.
So moved to approve.
Second. Actually, Mayor, there's two different rezos in there by different entities.
One by the city and the other
three.
As a...
There's actually three. I miscounted. Yeah, the first one's city council, and the last two are successor agencies, so we need to take them one at a time.
So the first action will be as a member of the city council, and the other two would be as a member of the successor housing agency.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6A1. as presented.
Second.
6A1, as a member of the City Council. It has been properly moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6A2.
Second.
As members of the Successor Housing Agency, is this for the disposition and development agreement? I didn't have
this. Is for the sale.
For the sale. Thank you very much. It's been properly moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Motion carries unanimously.
And Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6A3 as presented.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded to approve the disposition and development. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very, very much for that. Matthew, thank you for being here. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Moving on to item 6B, this is consideration of resolutions approving the amendment to grant agreement with Madera Opportunities for Resident Enrichment Services, Inc., or MORS, for a 48-unit affordable multifamily housing project located at 121, 125, 200, and 204 North C Street.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Once again, this is another great project. Previously, the Successor Housing Agency came into it with a grant for $226,000 for to help with the purchasing of the property. The pro forma at that time included $1.8 million from the San Joaquin Valley Air Resources Control Board, and I guess it has been determined that they are not accepting applications for that money. So in a search for, I guess, more money to backfill this hole, all the local partnerships that are meeting at the table have tried to look in their books, see where they could come up with something. And the Successor Housing Agency was able to come up with another $300,000 to contribute to the project. So that's what this amendment to the grant agreement. It increases the not to exceed amount from $226,000 to $526,000. It is a 48, as I mentioned before, I think 48 affordable units, 28 are for veterans and 20 for low-income families. I'd be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you very much, Bob. Any questions of Bob regarding this particular report? As he had mentioned, this is an absolute fantastic, unique, one-of-a-kind opportunity. Right over by Griffin Hall, those two adjacent lots have been vacant for many, many years, and so to put this project there in that particular area is really going to change the footprint of our city and especially our downtown. One of the unique opportunities we have is that with this project, we are afforded over $3 million in off-site improvements, which will come before this council soon, which will show additional sidewalks, additional bike paths, and safe routes to schools, at schools like Washington School and those schools in the downtown area. That is big. To be able to have $3 million additional. What that would do to our CIP funding, also, we would be able to now use that funding elsewhere for, again, additional sidewalks and things that we can improve upon. But as was mentioned by Bob, there has been a little bit of a shortfall. And when I say a little bit, that $1.8 million that was in our original application for a $20+ million project, $24 million project, and our application, which will be going in very soon in about 4 weeks or so, is for $11 million. And so Councilwoman Gallegos and myself attended a meeting this morning in which we had asked Bob about funding. With the dissolution, we are really trying to basically dissolve RDA, and he had mentioned before in the item 4A and 4B kind of an itemized list of what we have obligated in the ROPS. There's not a whole lot of additional money there. Most of it is spoken for. And when you talk about Adelaide and when you talk about the East Yosemite lots and what we can do over by Rancho San Miguel, these are all fantastic projects. But what I had asked Bob, or what we had asked Bob, is if there is any additional funding, if this council would consider possibly using monies that would be left over to help with this particular project, that Bob can maybe do a little more in-depth analysis and let us know that there are some additional funds there. I asked the question about the sale of the property, if there was going to be additional funds due to the sale, but it doesn't seem like it's going to really pan out to be something big. If you're telling me $200,000 max if we sell it, and that's when we sell it,
right.
Which can be who knows down the road. So my request would be simply this, is to ask Bob to turn over every rock and see if there are additional funding sources or funds available through the RDA in housing or non-housing funds to see if this council would be willing to use those additional funds to help finance the affordable housing project. We're really kind of on the goal line with this here. And so if you would do that, Bob, and be a little more specific, maybe Mr. Richardson, if he'd be okay in the form of an email or an information to all the council sooner rather than later, since our application needs to be in by February 11th. And I think we have our last regular council meeting on February 6th, the week before, so we will not have a regularly scheduled RDA meeting until after our application is already submitted. So we kind of need to act fast.
Yeah, Bob could certainly shoot out an informational thing to the council. Lies we didn't interact with everybody, but and then if necessary, put something on that first February meeting.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Any questions? Great. Thank you very much for your time with that. We are on item 6B. If there are no further questions, I will ask the council to take action.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6B as presented.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded to approve item 6B. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to agency member reports, I will just ask broadly if there's any council member wishing to give a report. Anything new or changed in the last 20 minutes? Of course, Councilman Hawley.
To remind everyone, on January the 20th, the Martin Luther King Local Host Committee is having a celebration honoring Martin Luther King. And what we do each year, we use our local students from our different high schools around the county, as well as the city, to come and give speeches. And at that, they earned a monetary gift of $100 for their speeches. But then we have our own Todd Lyle, who's going to be our keynote speaker this year. So we're really getting involved in doing a lot of things with our neighborhood and with our school district. So it starts at 2:30 on Sunday, January the 20th. So if you don't have nothing to do on that busy day, you're welcome to come out and join us.
Fantastic, Mr. Councilman. Thank you very much for
one
that.
One more thing before I forget. I'd like for you guys to continue praying for our family. This last week, we've lost two loved ones. Real sad situation is going on. And, you know, we never know when death's going to come, but prayer always helps. And I know there's a lot of prayer warriors out here, so we're just asking that you continue to pray for our families. Right now, we're trying to get ready to bury my sister-in-law. So we're just asking you for your prayers.
Absolutely, Mr. Councilman. Thank you for sharing. If there are no further announcements, I will ask Mr. Richardson to make a closed session announcement. We have multiple.
Yes, Mayor, I'll start with the Housing Authority closed session. The Housing Authority will adjourn to closed session one item, that's conference with labor negotiators, pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, and the parties are as listed. And for the city portion of the closed session, the City Council adjourned to closed session in two items, the first being conference of labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. Parties and representatives are as listed. The other item is conference of legal counsel and existing litigation. That's pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, subdivision D1, in one matter as listed.
Great. Thank you very much. We will now adjourn to closed session.
You said before you leave, Arnaldo. They're on my list.
Okay.
Mr. Richardson, if you would, please.
All right, Mayor. The council adjourned to one item, or the Housing Authority Board adjourned to one item, which was conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. No reportable action was taken. The City Council adjourned to two items. First being conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. I'm assuming no reportable action was taken on that one. And then on the second item, conference with legal counsel in existing litigation pursuant to subdivision D1 of Government Code Section 54956.9. No reportable action was taken in that matter either.
Thank you very much. And with that, meeting adjourned.
This is the Veteran and Family Housing that we're looking at, and we're trying to get